Chapter 6. Elliot got stuck in the same class as Lacey and Rune. He and the 30 Dunwoodle Flares were divided into two groups, joining up with two Sage Flaring classes. Elliot's group went straight to Flare Studies, while the other class went to Science. The Flare Studies building was surrounded by a moat for fire protection. Inside, there were the usual fire extinguishers everywhere, but the classroom was also completely lined in a rubbery fire-protectant material. Fancy! The teacher, Dr. Vogel, was a round lady with her hair scraped back in a tight bun. She wore a pantsuit and large tortoiseshell glasses, and she seemed dismayed to see the 16 Dunwoodle kids. "Here at Sage, we pride ourselves on having very small groups of students," she said to Ms. Fujita. She didn't even lower her voice. "I don't think we are meeting that part of our mission if I double my class size." "Dr. Horace said you're to take them," said Ms. Fujita. She gave a little squeak, turned into a leopard, and bounded off. Dr. Vogel sighed and clapped her hands for the students' attention. "Dunwoodle Flares!" she exclaimed sharply.
"What? Oh, no."
"It seems no one told you that the tie is mandatory," said Dr. Vogel. She evil-eyed Lacey until Lacey gulped, fished her tie out of her pocket, and put it on. It was a clip-on, at least. Then Dr. Vogel pursed her lips and blew a thin stream of fire out of her mouth, as if she were whistling. "Today we're going to practice fire breathing," she said. "It may be new to a number of you." Elliot's dad was a flare, so Elliot had seen a good amount of flaring. But his dad didn't do anything very difficult. There was fancy flaring on TV, of course, but it was different seeing the teacher breathing fire live. Next, Dr. Vogel gave each student a device that looked like a magnifying glass, but without any glass in it. She called them circlometers. "We're developing fire-breathing strength as a way to help your overall flame intensity," she said. "Though most of our flare magic comes from our hands, fire-breathing increases our overall flaring strength. It's a helpful warm-up exercise. Breathe fire and you flare better, even if your fire breaths are small." Elliot had never breathed fire. In fact, he hardly ever flared, period. When his magic first came in, his flames had always fizzled quickly, and ice had come out instead. He hadn't even tried to flare since September, when Ms. Starr had convinced him to focus on his ice power, since it was so much stronger than his fire power. Elliot closed his eyes and tried to feel his inner flame. It was there, feeble but there. Only as soon as he sensed it, his ice magic took over and froze it. His iciness seemed to pool most strongly in his wrists. So he rotated them in both directions, trying to shake free any possible blockage.
"How's it going, ice boy?" Rune taunted. "Ah, don't be mean," said Lacey. "We shouldn't pick on people who are incredibly awkward and bad at school."
"Just because I used to be friends with you at ordinary school doesn't mean I care what you think now," thought Elliot. "I don't care. I'm glad to be a freezer, and my parents support me, and I won't let you sparkies spoil my day."
He told himself all that, but his hands still trembled. Dr. Vogel asked everyone to try blowing a very small, very short puff of flame through the circle of their circlometers. Poof! Most of the Sage Flares blew puffs. Poof! Some of the Dunwoodle Flares blew puffs. Poof! Rune blew a puff. Piff! Lacey blew, but no puff came out.
Ha!
Dr. Vogel loomed over Elliot.
"Elliot, why are you not poofing your puff? I do not require that you succeed, but I do require that you try."
The room went quiet. Everyone stopped trying to poof puffs and stared at Elliot.
"He has super weak fire," explained Rune. Yeah, he can only make, like, the weakest little sad spark, added Lacey. We all feel very sorry for him all the time.
Elliot's got the upside-down magic problem, Rune whispered. He's not even allowed to be in our regular classes back home.
Elliot could hear murmurings of the sage flares as they absorbed that info and passed it along.
Try, Elliot, insisted Dr. Vogel. Ignore the titterings of your fellow students. Their manners are atrocious.
The teacher had taken his side.
Elliot glanced at Lacey. Her hands were in her lap, and she was looking at them very intently.
He looked for the fire inside.
He found nothing. So he brought nothing up to his throat. He breathed in, as the teacher had instructed, and...
brief! His breath covered the circlometer with tiny, beautiful shapes of frost, and then completely iced it over.
Elliot dropped it on the desk, and the ice shattered. Shards fell on the floor and on his desk. Suddenly, all the sage flares and most of the Dunwoodle flares were standing around Elliot, staring, pointing.
What did he do? He iced it. I've never heard of anyone icing anything.
Well, he iced it anyway.
That's super weird.
Is he okay? Elliot, are you okay?
Maybe he should go to the nurse.
Do you want someone to take you to the nurse, Elliot?
A lot of the kids were being nice, actually, even if they did think he must be sick. Dr. Vogel patted Elliot on the shoulder and said,
"Thank you for trying. Please continue to try every single exercise I give. Do you understand?"
"Okay," said Elliot. He just wanted to go home. Home to his parents, who saved his best ice objects in the freezer. Home to his baby brother who ran to him the minute he got home from school every single day.
"You say I understand, Dr. Vogel," the teacher corrected him.
"I understand, Dr. Vogel," said Elliot.